Jacka News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect some slow-moving traffic in Midrand on the N1 North as you head towards the Samrand Road exit. And then in Pretoria, traffic still moving slowly on Steve Biko Street North, heading towards Wonderboom Pass.
We start with election news. The DA's KZN Premier candidate, Chris Papa, says the eThekwini municipality should be placed under administration with immediate effect. And moving abroad, a Spanish court convicted England and Saracens forward, Billy Vunipola, of assault and injuring a police officer in Mallorca. The 31-year-old appeared in court yesterday following an episode at a bar at the island's capital, Palma, in which he reportedly was tasered by the police. The court said in a statement that Vunipola injured the officer who was attempting to subdue him. He was ordered to pay €500 in compensation to the victim, as well as a fine of €240. More on these and other stories at 7, but for now, let's take a look at the Business Minute. So on the international front, a good morning for the Japanese yen. Here's Antonio Senatore from Cartesian Capital with more information.
The Japanese yen strengthened sharply early this morning to 154.4 after reaching a low of 160 against the US dollar, which was the weakest trading level in 34 years, following the decision by the Bank of Japan to maintain its interest rate target. There is speculation that Japanese authorities may have intervened to support the currency, but Japan's top currency diplomat declined to comment when asked if they had intervened. The best quote of the day, I think, is from a Singaporean banker who said, "The sudden sharp drop in dollar yen passes the duck test. If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, then it probably is a duck."
On the financial indicators, a dollar trading at 18 Rand 62, a euro inching towards 20 Rand, but now 19 Rand 97, and a pound 23 Rand 40. Gold is trading at $2,343.39 per fine ounce, and oil trading at $88.45 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Ja, Marlene, klink my, I believe die Pola was op die verkeerde kant van die scrum. I had to, he's an England player,
natuurlijk,
I'm sorry.
Natuurlijk.
I still bear grudges. Let's start with some soccer news. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has congratulated Sundowns on their qualification for the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup. Downs were knocked out of the CAF Champions League semi-final by Esperance, losing the tie 2-0 on aggregate despite that heartbreak. They still booked their spot at the tournament after Al Ahly eliminated TP Mazembe in the other semi-final, so they qualify via the ranking pathway, becoming the fourth African team to qualify alongside Al Ahly, Wydad Casablanca and Esperance. Staying with Sundowns, they face TS Galaxy in a DStv Premiership match at Loftus tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. Springbok Women head coach Louis Gunn has named a 28-player squad for next month's Rugby Africa Women's Cup in Madagascar. South Africa will be up against Cameroon, Kenya and Madagascar. Qualification for the 2025 Rugby World Cup in England is at stake. And Amazon.com is close to a deal to bring NBA games to its Prime video streaming service. The league is also nearing an agreement with Walt Disney's ESPN. Details of the number of games that Amazon will have in the regular season and playoffs are still being ironed out, and this could signal a massive change in the way we start consuming sports in the future. I'm Kola Njinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Thanks, Kola. We'll chat tomorrow.
Cheers, Rosie.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM. Sign up now at superbets.co.za and get 100 free spins. Bet, spin, play, win. T's and C's apply. Superbets promotes responsible gaming. 18 plus only. National Problem Gaming Hotline. 0800 006 008. This.